podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
I will tell you this, folks. There's a couple things I'm looking forward to this season with the Dolphins. And I know people complain about Poyer's age, but I still think he has enough in him. Just like Shaq Barrett, I think he has enough to give you a season. And if you get Chubb and Phillips throughout the year, if one of them even starts the season, then you could start a rotation eventually, and you can even keep Shaq Barrett, who's got a little years on him, fresh too with rotating. So I'm actually one of the ones, I know they got to stay healthy, and I know you got to get Chubb and Phillips back and all that, but I'm super excited that if you do get them back and Shaq is playing well, and I know he's not going to be the guy he was 4, 5, 7 years ago. I get all of that. But if he can be serviceable and give you 5 to 7 sacks and some pressures, I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be serviceable. You know what I mean? I'm excited because that could create a nice little rotation. And then I don't know what happens with 21. Could be another edge rusher to add to that rotation. Okay? It's all possible. Really is. And then the other thing that I'm really looking forward to also is the Poyer-Holland combination. Because Poyer at 32, some people think he's too old, but I think he's young enough to complement Holland, where Holland doesn't have to like carry everything, you know what I'm saying, and be the center fielder and worry about absolutely everything. And then Poyer can also pass on knowledge to him. Which to me, that's the part that I think people are underestimating. The year that Holland can have with Poyer can be priceless. Not just to help him as a player, to help the team be better. And he's a South Florida kid, so he's super motivated to play well here and show off for his local team. You know what I mean? And he's going to be super motivated against those two Bills games too. But I think he's going to be a lot of good for Javon Holland. A young safety that I think is a freaking stud and a half. Tough guy. Excuse me. Tough guy. And I think just, you know, experience along the way is the only thing that Javon Holland needs, because he's not, you know, fully grown yet mentally. So, I'm looking forward to it. I don't care what anybody tells me, man. I am looking forward to it. I think it's a couple of additions. I'm looking forward to our linebacker room, watching these linebackers, and especially when they're fully healthy. I know that on the defensive tackle spot, you probably didn't improve. You hope to be the same. Or maybe you took a slight step back. But at linebacker, I think you improved. I think you improved in the secondary. So there are certain things that I think are improving. You have a lot of variety on the offensive line too. Replacing Robert Hunt won't be easy. But here's, again, I'm not overreacting on the offensive line. Why have I told you? Because you don't do that. Because you wait. Because names that you will never expect end up showing up and becoming players in the offensive line. So I'm going to hold off to wait on that one, because they know how to coach that position up. So outside of defensive tackle, I'm not really as concerned, and I'm really happy with the way they've turned over the roster. And considering I know what you're focused in on next year, not this year, it all makes sense. So I'm really looking forward to this so far. I like where it's going right now. We'll see what happens as the season starts and plays out and all that good stuff, and then we'll get happier or hurt. I get it.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Big O, it's hilarious that fans are still overreacting about the Dolphins not paying Wilkins and also complaining about Tua getting a contract, but have forgotten that Herbert and Burrow got theirs. Yeah. It's amazing. Think about this. If Tua does what Lamar Jackson has done, the Dolphin Nation will kill Tua. We'll fry Tua. Fry him. Sizzle him. Let's see. Let me make sure I got this right. Just want to make sure I get it right here. But yes, here we go. Yes. Okay. If for six seasons he barely wins playoff games and goes to the playoffs every year and has a hell of a team, the Dolphins fans would kill him, would fry him, dude, if he chokes every year in the playoffs. So it doesn't really matter. Those people are going to be who they are. You're not going to change them. Why do you think I've gotten to the point now where, dude, I'm not here to convince you. So I don't give a shit. You don't like Tua? That's your freaking problem, not mine, dude. I don't care. I'm a big Tua guy. I believe in Tua. I know what the real problem is, and it ain't Tua. But that's fine. You know what I mean?
This podcast replay is brought to you by Walton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Walton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Walton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Walton Rayom can help. 954-966-4646.
You know, I talked a little bit about it in passing with David Fornes, but here's what I would say to some of you Dolphin fans out there about the attitude, the way at least I'm looking at this offseason. You make your own choices, you know what I mean? You look at it however you want to look at it, but I think a great attitude in looking at this is understanding the big picture. Okay, and I've explained it many times. You're not going to be able to keep everybody. And you have so many free agents that you drafted this year and next year that you have to make a decision. So you're going to go for the next wave of free agents along with Tua over Wilkins, Hunt, and AVG. Okay? You'd rather go with Waddle. You'd rather go with Phillips. You'd rather go with Holland and Tua. You feel as a front office that it's more important there and you can replace these guys in other ways. So we're going to find out, right? And so we really can't say that it's not going to work. That's what I'm, you know, and same thing with the linemen. This Driscoll guy could be the next Kendall Lamb. You don't know where Keon Smith is going. Isaiah Wynn never played like he played his seven games here in New England. He played better here than he ever played in New England, and he had one of the best offensive line coaches in Dante Scarnecchia there. Okay, Austin Jackson was a disaster, unfortunately, and you know all that the first couple years when he didn't have coaching. Now look at him. He's a terrific right tackle, solid right tackle, can do the job for you, an excellent job. Hell, the dude will block 30 yards downfield for you. I mean, you know, so we got to kind of take a step back and let's let all of this develop, okay? Because you have to understand that you're not going to be able to sign everybody. So now you've made your decision that the second wave for you is more important than the first wave, okay? And if we look at the way they have filled out the roster, there's a lot of balance. You still have your stars. I mean, you want to go over the roster? It's not like you lack stars, dude. Okay? Here. I'll pull it up. And offensively, you have Waddle. You have Tyreek, right? Those are stars. Tua's been in the MVP conversation the last 2 years. Teron Armstead is a star left tackle. Okay. And you may not have stars at running back, but Mostert played like a star last year with 21 touchdowns. And what's it called? Achan. I mean, the man was just on a sick tear. So you've got a nice opportunity here. You've got enough stars. You added Jonnu Smith, who is one of the three fastest tight ends in the NFL, which goes exactly with what your team is all about. You have enough here. And then you hope that everybody else, including draft picks, kind of does their job, whether it's Aaron Brewer, Jonnu Smith, Jack Driscoll, all the other guys that you're going to add to this team, right? And then you look on defense. Zach Sealer may not be a star, but he's a hell of a player. Hopefully, you'll get back Phillips and Chubb, which should be stars for you, especially Chubb. The way he was playing last year, he was playing like a star. You have Jalen Ramsey, who's a flat-out star. Javon Holland, to me, is a bad mofo. I mean, he is a stud, a badass. And, in fact, for him to come back with two knee ligaments that weren't in, you know, 100%, I have even more respect for him overall. So you're going to have your impact players on defense. Jordan Brooks, I think, is going to be a very good player for you. Kendall Fuller, I think, was an excellent addition, and I love Jordan Poyer for a year here with Holland. I know he's 32, but I think he has enough in the tank. Since he's next to a young stud, it will make his life easier too. It's not like he has to carry the secondary. He has to complement the secondary. So you have enough players to make plays, to stop people, to get it done. It's up to the coaching now. It's up to the development. It's up to Mike McDaniel on game day. Let's allow it to play out. There are too many of you that are just abandoning ship, and you have no idea how it's going to turn out. None whatsoever. So let's just, you know, I would just tell you, I get your frustrations of years past. I have them too. I get your frustrations of how the year ended. I have them too. But you have to separate yourself from all of that and then start over again and see what you're doing. And does it make sense? Is it logical? And is it what you need to build forward? And yeah, apparently it is, because you can't have your cake and eat it too. You won't be able to sign these guys, and then next year you are going to lose somebody. And you just can't afford to do that. And maybe also you got to have maybe more really good players, role players, like, and maybe try to have a few less stars, because if you're too top heavy, you don't have enough of the middle class, and you kind of need a lot of that middle class. And I think that's what they added here in free agency, to kind of bring some balance, and they still have their stars. I don't know, but that's just me, man. You know, I like what they're doing. You know, does it mean you're going to win a championship? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I need our head coach to grow up a little bit. That's what I need.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation. 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help. 954-966-4646.
Cosa Nostra, how's it going, Big O? Please don't sign OBJ Dolphins. You know, I'm not gonna try to talk any of you off of that, because you all might be right. You know what I'm saying? You all might be right. But if it's what I hear, you're not really gonna get anything better than that. You know, not with that kind of speed that can help you out. The dude averaged like 16 yards a catch. Can I say something in his defense? God. Wait a minute now. Yeah, but...
So now you're defending him?
Well, it's defending him. I'm kidding. It's defending him while consistently trashing the other guy. I saw a lot of Ravens games this year, like I normally do, because it affects the Dolphins, you know? And Lamar missed him a bunch. He might have had a few more catches if it wasn't for Lamar's lack of accuracy. I'm just stating the facts. Okay, I actually watched the games. There are actually a few times where all of them
all his receivers are open, and they all would have better stats if he was actually more accurate. That's the scary part. And the guy doesn't even throw the ball a ton. If he threw it more, it'd be even more of a disaster. So, you know, I want Ayuk. Come on, Super Boom Shaq, bro. Drop the crack pipe. Nobody's going to pay for Waddle, Tyreek, and Ayuk. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, it's just, see, that's where you guys just get stupid, and it makes zero sense whatsoever. Oh, with a changing heart, you want OBJ. What is the world coming to? It's not that I want him. I understand the gamble. Okay? I didn't want Whiteside, but I understood the gamble. Okay? Let's put it that way. It's the same example. Except that one was a lot more money, and it's guaranteed, and it's a long-term contract. This is 1 year. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, it's – but I understand. If the gamble is what I understand, then I get it. I get it, because it's not going to be that much of it. When you saw the contract for Fuller – it was a pretty, right? When it's broken down, because if he doesn't come through in the first year, they kind of have a way to get out a little bit more in the second year where they're not as, you know, Brandon Shore and these guys, they construct smart deals to try to get out. You know what I'm saying? So they create flexibility. This is the part of Dolphin fans that frustrate me. I don't think they appreciate the front office all the way through, from talent through contracts and everything. They do an excellent job overall. Excellent job. They've got to get the coaching part straightened out, you know, and some luck at the end of the year with the stinking injuries the last 2 years, you know. But I think the Dolphin front office is exceptional all the way through. Talent and contract and salary cap and management and all that now compared to the shit we had before with Tannenbaum and that mess. That reminds me, having Tannenbaum run your team is like having Biden and Trump run your team. Run it right into the ground. You know what I'm saying? Two guys that don't know what the hell they're doing. That's exactly what it's like. Just like it. These guys actually know what the hell they're doing. They're not going to run it into the ground. The last clown we had is like the two clowns that we've put in office.
This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331. BocaJawSurgery.com.
What would Josh Reynolds be too expensive, or does he lack the speed they want? Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of guy they're looking for. It doesn't look like it. They keep looking for speed. You know what I mean? Because the one gentleman that mentioned Tyler Boyd, I love Tyler Boyd. He's not a blazer, but he's a good receiver, dude. And he would be a beautiful number three. Maybe he wants a little more money, wants a shot at a number two somewhere, gets more rep. I don't know what he's holding out for or whatever, but they have a thing they're looking for. And OBJ fits what you already have. And that's kind of what they like. I don't get it, but whatever. You know, it is what it is.
And they solidified their quote-unquote possession receivers with Berrios and Craycraft now.
Yeah. And you have Jonnu.
Yeah.
You have one of the three fastest tight ends in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you have a guy that's going to get separation there. And if OBJ is your fourth guy at times, yep. Who the hell on the fourth corner or safety is going to stay with OBJ?
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. So maybe it also gets Mike to design plays for other players not named Tyreek, which would be nice. You know, it's great to get the ball to Tyreek, but it's too much Tyreek. You wear the man out. He's going for the silly 2,000. We'll get to that shit again. He doesn't need that, bro. You need to spread the ball around. You need to be more, unpredictable. And when Tyreek goes out on a route, there's 2-3 guys on top of him. So that means there's other guys open. So if you have Jonnu Smith out there running and Waddle and OBJ and Craycraft and Berrios and the running backs, I want to see these people catch the football. That's what I want to see. Spread the ball around, please. And maybe they're afraid also that if they don't have the line that can hold in long enough, you need people that can get open right away. So you add OBJ to it along with Jonnu Smith. These are people along with Waddle and Tyreek that can all get open right away. They can shake people right away and get open, and Tua can find them right away and boom. So you don't have to always go to Tyreek. It can be to any of the other guys. And by the way, here's the other thing that comes with the whole OBJ thing that a lot of people aren't looking at. Year one of Waddle. How much did he play on inside there, Sean? Quite a bit, right? And OBJ pretty much is an outside receiver all the time. So you can make three receiver sets where Waddle goes inside and does a lot of the things he did the first year with Tua. There's already a relationship of short yardage success between those two. And then you have Tyreek and OBJ, and you have Jonnu and Waddle creating havoc in the middle. You know, you have to start thinking about it and then say, okay, if the risk isn't bad, well, then maybe it is worth trying it. You know what I mean? Because there's different things you can do with him, and you can move things around because Waddle is the guy that has the toughness, and he also has, you know, the twitch to be able to go left and right from the slot. And then you've got Jonnu, which now you've got a real threat. These are things you didn't have in the offense last year. So this is what they're trying to inject in the offense this year. And that's why. And so if your line doesn't hold up for 3 seconds, so Tua can find a second and third option, well, then let's put four fast options out there, and he can make a decision to any of them within that first read. Comprende, compadre? It's not that he can't go to the second or third or fourth. It's that he needs to have time to get to the second, third, or fourth. But when you're missing most of your offensive line, you're not going to get to your second or third. At the beginning of the year, if everybody's healthy, now he's going to have time to get to his second and third options. But if you start losing all your linemen like you did last year, and you got a bunch of backups, and hell, Eichenberg filling in was playing on one leg, you're not going to have time. So let's have a security blanket that if that happens again to us, we have more fast people out there so we can make quicker decisions, and it's not just one guy or two guys. Now we have four. Okay? You got to think big picture of what they're trying to do and what Mike is thinking. You have to put yourself in Mike's shoes, and that's kind of what I'm kind of putting you in that room of what they're thinking. Okay? And that's where the Odell Beckham thing makes sense, because it's a quick twitch guy. Gets open quickly, just like Jonnu Smith, just like the other two guys that you have on the team. No one else was like that. Not Craycraft, not Claypool, not Cedric Wilson, not Ezukama, not Smythe, not Justin Hill. Is it Justin Hill? Julian Hill. Certainly not Tyler Kraft. You know, no, there were no quick twitch players at all. It was just those two guys. So now you've added four. Okay? Well, you've added three, because Jonnu will be able to shake any safety or linebacker out there. We'll see what happens if you're able to sign Odell Beckham. And if you're not able to sign Odell Beckham, then you look for the draft to find another receiver that might be a speed receiver. That might be an option for them. Okay? Make sense out there? Make sense for you? Okay?